them out and block the door, bar them out forevermore. Nook them out. Lock is mine and door is mine. 3 times 3 to make up 9. Change the lock and change the door. Smear them out forevermore. Curse go back, curse go back. Back with double pain and lack. Curse go back, curse go back. Back with double fear and black. Silver arrow through the night. Silver arrow, take thy flight. Silver arrow, seek and find. Cursing heart and cursing mind.
The minute you listen to Three Ring Radio, you've entered into a deal with the devil you could never back out on. The minute the sounds of Three Ring Radio enter your ears, you've signed a pact with Satan that you can never escape. Your fears are justified. This week, Porn Lord Lizzie Borden. She signed her soul over to Satan. And so have you.
Shuttle the Lord, evil, illegal Satan.
All right, I don't play too much music. But this week's special, since it's going to be Lizzie Borden week, and she likes music, but I don't know if I like the same music she does. Godsmack. Ugh. But I'm going to play Society One's new song. And Society One has a CD, DVD coming out this month, I think, like at July 25th. And I forget the name of it, but you can go to MySpace/MattTheLordZane. Or MySpace/Society1. That's numero uno. You know, like in the number one. And really, Lizzie Borden wouldn't be on Three Ring Radio. And the Radio Free Satan 666 rockin' whatever, rockin' 666 Eve, wouldn't have come together as well as it did without Matt the Lord Zane. Matt's a pretty cool guy. And this, I have to say, this song that I'm about to play, I actually like. It's hard for me to admit this, but I like it, you know. But don't tune into Matt's show on Three Ring. Matt Zane has a radio show he does with this his Nazi cohort. He has this Nazi guy sitting next to him. I forget his name, Kirk. But he's like the Kirk is the drummer for Society One. And he dresses as a doctor. No, he's a doctor. He's Dr. Kirk Berserk. Dr. Berserk. But he's like the modern day dude that was in Prince in the Revolution, you know, the guy, the doctor, you know, when Prince used to go, "Doctor," and the guy would hit the organ, "Nah, nah, nah," whatever. But Kirk is like that. He's like the modern day was that guy in Prince's band black? Cuz I could say Kirk is the white version. I don't know. But Kirk is like a Nazi. He is. Trust me on this. Anyway, don't stop that from don't let that stop you from picking up the new Society One CD. Any skinheads out there, you know, you got, there's a quarter, there's 25% Society One you should be supporting. Yeah. Anyway, so Lizzie Borden in a little bit of interview. Lizzie Borden, can you believe it? I mean, you know, she's been on PBS. She's a world famous. Matt the Lord Zane hooked that up. I almost tripped and killed myself there. Yeah, so without, you know, Matt the Lord Zane. Hey, Matt. Thanks, dude. You're a stand-up guy.
You know.
All right, huh? What'd I tell you? I told you that was a good song. And I know the name of the CD now. It's Come to Me. No, that's not the name of the CD. It's not Come to Me. It's Society One's new CD. Is The Years of Spiritual Descent. That's on Cruisin' Music. Cruisin' Music, run by gay Christians. But, you know, they're okay. They have Society One. At least they have Society One going for them. And, you know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with the gays. Just the gay Christians. It's a little weird to mix the two. But pick that new Society One CD up, The Years of Spiritual Descent, at Cruisin' Music. Go to societyone.net for more information. Or myspace.com/societyone. All right. And Matt the Lord Zane has a radio show on Radio Free Satan. And you can go there and check out the times. It's very rude and will probably be outlawed at some point, somewhere. Along with other great and, you know, maybe just disturbed minds. Lizzie Borden being one of them. She spoke with me for a half hour on the phone here. And the funny thing about that is at the end, I'm like, oh, we hit an hour. And she's like, really? And I think she, at the end here, she's trying to tell me, like, you know, dude, it hasn't been an hour. But my timer went off for some reason. Eh, whatever. I fucking thought it was an hour. It's only a half hour. So I get to play an extra song. And that was a good one. You know, Matt the Lord Zane's Society One. This is the end. Don't mistake that for a Jim Morrison Doors cover song or anything. Yeah. So anyone interested in finding out more about Lizzie Borden, you should go to bordensblogs.com or MySpace. Oh, fuck. / Lizzie Borden 66 or something like that. Ah, fuck. I forget her MySpace page, but you should go to just go to Radio Free Satan, MySpace/Radio Free Satan. You'll find it there. Or Borden's blogs. I'm sure she has a link up there for it. You know. Oh, and go to myspace.com/Radio Free Satan just to go there and click on. We're selling stuff. We're selling our souls on eBay. No, and there's some links to eBay up on the RadioFreeSatan.com/myspace. So please go check that out. You know, it was a good time in LA hanging out with Lizzie Borden. We had a nice barbecue at Matt Zane's house, and I know that, you know, Lizzie and Rob Black bought the, they bought the meat, okay? They not only brought the meat, they bought the meat, and there was a porno film there called, you know, wonderful. They knew that I was coming out there, so they said, you know, we have to.
Hello?
Whoa. Whoa. This Lizzie Borden interview popped into my headphones that I'm about to play for you. Anyway, there was a porno film there, and they heard I was coming, so they said, let's film a porno around Shane's visit, around the Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve and all this. And the name of the porno is called White Trash, Piece of Shit. That's nice, huh? That's real nice, Lizzie. That's real fucking nice. You're real funny. You're a real funny bitch. And she managed, you know, and they all managed to get my brothers in there and everything. So it's going to be a real fucking family hoedown in an Extreme Associates white trash piece of shit porno. That's real, real fucking nice. That's it's going up my list of achievements. But the real deal is, you know, hopefully Lizzie Borden will be back on. She promised to come on again to give me the other half hour of the interview. And maybe even a weekly Lizzie Borden update we're talking about. And keep up to date on my Extreme Associates Lizzie Borden adventures on evilnow.com/blogger. You can also go to clubhate.com and find out there's a bunch of blogs that I'm a part of there. But I'm possibly going to be working with Extreme Associates on a magazine of sorts. And you know, we have cool prospects in the future. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe. You never know what happens. I know when I went to their office, the Extreme Associates office, it was crazy because I loved it. But the greatest feeling of it was that it was like I was in a fucking tank of sharks. Not that I didn't feel like a shark myself. I just understood I was in there with family, or maybe not family, but, you know, people of the same, breed. They were all like sharks in there. It was great. Even the fucking anyone there. From the person, the secretary at the front door, everyone. They were sharks. So don't fuck around. Anyway. Here's a... I think I'm going to play one more song. One more. And I don't know what I'm going to play. And then it's going to go right into the Lizzie Borden interview that I did. And so enjoy. And make sure to check out my Three Ring Radio /pod. P-O-D. I'll post this up there as a podcast and you can subscribe. And there's a bunch of audio on there that you'll never hear on Three Ring Radio. So make sure you go up there. You know, and oh, you know, one more thing. You fucking Lizzie Borden, your people. You know, I was going to try to keep this about love because Lizzie Borden, for crazy, I got to ask her about this. But she's all about love, love everybody. I want to know why you don't fucking, who doesn't post my fucking comments on your MySpace page? I'm going to hurt someone. I'm going to cut someone. Someone's getting cut. That's all I'm talking about.
Ready to rape. Why can I not? I've got to get what you have got. Your sweet little ass and no white tits. Your fucking flesh. I can't resist.
Hello?
Mr. Bugby, what are you doing?
Hey, how are you? I'm doing good.
Good, good, good. What's going on?
Excellent. Lizzie Borden. Am I talking to Lizzie or am I talking to Janet today?
Let's see. I think it's Lizzie Borden.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Well, when maybe I watched your... What?
Maybe a little mix.
Yeah, well, I was wondering. I watched your documentaries that you'd sent me. And you, and I'm recording now, by the way. So
okay, cool.
So when I watched the documentaries, it said you have to put the makeup on to slip into Lizzie Borden.
Yes, just like the System of a Down song, put on a little makeup.
I smoke too much weed, I think, so I'm no good with names.
That's not the name of the song. It's just one of the words in the song. I don't know the fucking name. I think maybe I got a little too much herb on the brain. I'm not saying I smoke, but I'm around it, so it seeps into my body and causes me to be stoned.
Yeah, you don't smoke. You just take photos for High Times magazine. Is that what I saw on one of your...
Of course. Yeah. I love everybody. Discriminate.
That's a heavy burden to love everybody.
It is a heavy burden. It's the heaviest burden ever, but you know what? The more people you love, the more people love you, and I love to be loved. I also love to be hated.
I was gonna say it's a lot easier to hate. I think I'm just for you know, it's even easier just to not care. So I just don't even care about anyone.
I'm just neutral. I just go whatever.
But you're so nice to love everyone.
But I just, you know, I get off when people are happy. So I'm a voyeur. So if I can make somebody happy or just feel good about themselves, then I've done my job. So I'm like doing Satan's work, making everybody feel nice and naughty.
Yeah. Oh, where the hell was I? What the hell was I talking about? Jeez, you've taken me off subject. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. My head's swirling. I can't believe you've done this from so far away.
Nice.
Yeah. So I was talking about Lizzie Borden and Janet and the difference. So what's the big difference?
Makeup.
Yeah. The big difference is the makeup. No attitude. Nothing different. I mean.
Well, the makeup helps me get into my character of Lizzie Borden, and so I can be the ultimate, like, just fucking queen bitch.
So are you saying Janet is not queen bitch?
Well, there is definitely Janet times when I flip out over, like, little, like, stressful things, but I think being Lizzie Borden, I'm able to do things and not have any remorse or no regrets at the time. And then when I'm Janet and my conscience comes back, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have smacked that girl so hard.
I see. That's yeah. Well, I could see why you'd need that. You know, when I first, you know, fuck. I tell you, when you first sent me some of the pornos you've done, I watched them. I gotta tell you, my fucking jaw doesn't hit the floor too much.
Because I'm a girl. That's why.
No. It had nothing to do with that bullshit. It had to do with fucking bitches getting enemas and having to drink it out of the bowl and shit like that, man.
I know.
Give me a fucking break. That's what has me dropping my jaw. But because you did it, that doesn't matter to me. That fuck enema drinking is overrides everything.
I fucking love it. You know what? I started out doing House of Horrors, and I was like, oh, if I have to shoot another girl fucking on a bed or a couch with a pool guy, I'm going to blow my fucking brains out. So I just, like, you know, got into my music and started writing and got into my fucking little brain and, like, untwisted my brain and came up with some stuff that I thought was fun and cool and had a great time making. And I laughed my ass off watching the uncut shit. The uncut shit is the best stuff because we have so much fucked up shit that happened. Just funny, like the set comes down. I mean, that stuff I like more.
Yeah, but who the fuck gets off on enema drinking? Okay, let me tell you, at least...
Everybody has something, baby.
That's true, but you know what? It took me a couple times to even, you know, I was shocked so bad. I eventually whacked off to it, maybe, but, you know, I'm not admitting that necessarily.
Well, you know, I'm not going to admit that either. I mean, I don't think I would whack off to it either, but it's more of the shock and awe of, like, watching it and just being like, oh, my God, did this girl just fucking do it? Now, I've never done that, and personally, I wouldn't do it, but there's people that enjoy that and think it's cool. Or
you've never done what? Drank enema juice?
Nah, this is not my thing. I have many other things that I like, but that's not on my list.
That goes to a good question, though. You know, what do you do?
My movies, do I do in my home?
What?
No.
What? What?
Out through the whores.
Wait, what was that?
A lot of people, this is the number one question. Everything that you shoot, Lizzie, do you do that in your personal
life? Oh, no, I didn't ask that question. Bullshit.
No, this is like the main question I get from every fucking fan. I'm like, no. I go, I'm a voyeur. I love to watch other people fuck and do nasty, filthy, degrading shit. But some of it I steal into my own personal life, but I only take it as far as I'm comfortable.
No, I wasn't going to ask you. So, you know, I don't believe...
So what were you going
to
ask me?
How offensive to think I would ask the same question as 1,000 other people. I might. But what I was going to ask you is, how do you get... What the fuck do you get go home? And you and Rob, what do you guys get off on anymore? I mean, how does... You know, at some point, you got to take a fucking ball-peen hammer to a bitch's head to get off. It's, you know, I mean...
You know what? I think because I've been doing this for almost 10 years and, like, nothing really... Like, I don't watch porno because I watch it live. After it's edited, I could care less about it. I'm just like, oh, okay, let's just get some special effects going and just make it look cool. But when I'm watching it live, that's when I get turned on and I go home and I'm like, we have to fuck now. He just does what I say because he's got no choice. He's just like, you know, he works all the time. He doesn't, you know. I feel bad for him because I use him as my fucking sex toy. And he's just, you know, he's older than me, so he, you know, he's in a different zone. I'm going to be 30 this year, so my hormones are, like, all over. So I'm fucking girls. I'm fucking him. I just fucking anything that walks. And he's just like, oh, I'm getting old. Please, please, you know, please leave the cock alone.
Yeah, well, you wonder, that's what you wonder. You wonder, how does anyone in porno, and maybe not you two, because you guys are at a different thing, but how the fuck do people you work with, like some of these girls, how the fuck does Paris Gable get off anymore at home? I mean, you know, after licking the toilet bowl clean.
You know what? We were just talking about that, and everyone in this business, like, in order to do what you do, you have to be horny, like, 24/7. I'm horny, like, fucking all the time. Paris is 10 times more hornier than me. Gia's more horny. I mean, it's just fucking crazy. Like, they'll come to my office, and we'll be having, like, a meeting, and Paris is, like, starting to fist her pussy. I'm like, dude, you're fisting your pussy in my office. She's like, I'm horny. And I'm like, stop doing that. We got to work. Because she'll have an orgasm in my office. Or this is what she did. She came over to watch Howard Stern before she went on the Howard Stern show, and she had never seen it. And I was like, you've never seen Howard Stern? She's like, no. So she's sitting on my bed. We're watching Howard Stern, smoking, you know, whatever. All of a sudden, she starts squirting all over the bed. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? And she's masturbating. I'm like, shit. So that's the type of girls I roll with. I have to tell them to stop fucking each other.
Yeah, well, that's... I don't know. After licking the toilet bowl clean, where does a guy go? Where does a guy, as a guy... You know, where do you go?
It's all about when you're in the moment. Trust me. When you're in that moment and you're looking into that girl's eyes as she's, like, sucking your cock and deep-throating and spitting, I'm sure that you'll be able to bust a nut all over her face.
Oh, me? No problem. I just wonder about, you know, her, you know.
Oh.
How do you please a woman after she's gone that far? You know what I'm saying?
I think most women would say that they rather watch them pleasuring somebody else. It gets us, or personally for me...
They would rather what?
Like, I would rather personally pleasure somebody else than being pleasured, because I get off more when that person is pleasured. And Paris and, you know, the girls are that way. They just want to please. That's why they do porno. It gets them off to know that people are getting off. It's hot.
But that is a true woman. If they really get down to it, they should like to please, exactly.
Oh, it's the best thing is to have someone bust a nut on your face, or have a girl just, like, have an orgasm because you're licking her so much. I love it. I would rather please somebody than be pleased myself. I'd rather be tortured and put into a cage and be made to be a sex slave, and then when I'm ready and just dripping wet, then come out and fuck like an animal.
All right. Well, fuck. I can't think that way. I won't even be able to talk. This is the hardest interview of my life.
Seriously, I know.
Hey, you're going to be 30 this December, is it?
December 20th.
So, does 30 mark the end of a career in adult films?
No, actually, this August, before my birthday, marks a whole new era of Lizzie Borden. I'm coming back and doing my first movie in 9 years with Gina Lynn. And
like, what do you mean by doing a movie? Because you do a lot of movies, but...
Yeah, I direct and do, like, little, like, cameo roles, but I haven't been fucked in 9 years. I haven't had my ass, like, just... plunged and just put things in and just been a filthy little whore. And I'm getting horny and I love Gina and there's going to be some surprises in the movie, but it's going to be pretty hot.
Wow.
It's going to be the most craziest shit ever that you've ever seen Lizzie do.
Wow, and that's going to be in August, so you're starting a whole new career. Okay.
Well, I don't know about career, but I'm definitely doing a comeback movie. And then, you know, we'll see afterwards. And then I start touring with her for the Heaven and Hell tour. We're going to dance across the United States.
The Heaven and Hell tour, that's pretty exciting. And so when do you go to, now that this all leads right into you going to court, doesn't it?
Yes, my birthday party, me dancing, me doing a movie, all leads into us going to court in January after the CES. So we'll see if I'm going to go to prison for 10 years or if I'm going to walk out of there and be just a free woman.
That's pretty scary, isn't it?
Yes, and I think that's why I'm starting to go, I have to live my life to the fullest, you know? So now I'm just kind of like, whatever I want to do, I'm just going to do it. I don't fucking care. I don't care if someone doesn't like it. I don't care if someone does like it.
So it is a burst of energy, you know, so I don't know.
Well,
I haven't
been hiding, like, since we got indicted.
What?
Like, hiding. Well, when we got...
Okay, so it is a burst of energy I've seen lately. It's not... It's because I don't know you that well, but I'm like, wow, all of a sudden she's going nuts. She's worked so hard.
Yeah, before I used to work and do layouts and work all this, you know, just every single day doing wrestling, doing mainstream, doing this. Then when we got indicted, I was like, whoa. I went into, like, a depression, and I was like, I fucking hate the world. I hate the government. Everybody sucks. Everyone's liars, two-faced. And then I was like, why am I feeling sorry for myself? I just wasted, like, 3 years of my life. It's like, fuck this. So I started working out again and doing my yoga and going to the temple and, like, praying and just, like, you know, doing shit that I want. And I'm
what is a temple? A temple is a Jewish thing?
No. I go to the Chinese temple sometimes just to, like, you know, pray and, like, meditate. And
right on, right on. That's cool.
Defense, so.
Is it a certain kind of religion, like a Buddhist or anything?
It's a Buddhist, but I'm not Buddhist because I also go and I worship Satan and I worship everybody.
Well, you got your own religion going on. You got your own beliefs.
I believe in everything and nothing.
Oh, I love, you know, hey, that's funny you say that. I always say that. I say I believe in everything and nothing all at once.
I love it.
Wow, I can't believe you just said that. I say that all the time. Are you ripping me off?
No, I think that's great. I just seriously feel that, like, whatever you feel that day, like, maybe, like, this day that you want to go to Starbucks, but the next day you're like, fuck Starbucks, I want to go to Jamba Juice. You can do whatever you fucking want.
That's right.
You can love everybody, or you could just take all the love for yourself.
Are you ripping me off?
No, I didn't know you said. I think that's hot.
I think you've been ripping me off is what's going on here.
No,
I'm going to have to look further into your movies and see what else has been ripped off from me, because I've been saying that for years. I say that all the time. I say I believe in everything and nothing all at once. See? Huh?
See? We were meant to meet.
Yeah, exactly. See? I'm not so scary after all. Or am I?
No, I think you're one of the sweetest people, and I think I just ruined your image.
Well, maybe, but no, you know, you can't ruin my image. It's people meet me, and then it gets ruined.
Yeah.
My reputation ruins my image.
You're very naughty.
Is that it?
Yes, but naughty's good.
Let's talk about me for a second, Lizzie.
Okay,
I know you really want to talk about you, and I love that about you.
I want to share the love with you and Amy. Give me some good stuff.
No, forget Amy, me.
me.
Yeah, no. So really, how did you like Satan's Rockin' 666 Eve?
Oh,
how did you like
God,
that?
I had a fucking blast. Now the cake was a little over the top. I wanted to fucking stab you.
That's funny. This fucking bitch that fucking has his people eating fucking enemas is fucking telling me cake is too much.
I was like, not my hair. So I was hiding behind Matt's guitarist, and he was like, you're a little fucking pussy. I was like, shut up, you little scumbag.
Oh, you should see it all on video. I seen some of it on video, and I'm going to tell you, Lizzie was the first one to jump behind the fucking monitor.
I was like, fuck this shit. It was funny. I had fun. I had a blast. I wish we could do it every single day.
Right?
Because it was like Christmas for me.
No, aren't we working on some sort of thing for your birthday?
Yes, for my birthday, I want you to go 20 times more crazy than that. I want people to be like stapling their cocks to the walls, their like balls to people's asses. I don't care. It's my 30th birthday. I'm going to get so fucking hammered. I just want all the people that I love just to be there and just to get hammered with me.
That's right. Now that's a party.
You know, just people that I love, like all my friends, all of you guys, just people around me that is good vibes only.
So, Lizzie, let's get this on the record. Isn't this true? I sent you a box of stuff, like all the stuff I published, and it sort of spooked either you or Rob or both. You guys, I heard something like this.
The truth to that is I see this big box waiting outside my door, and I get like excited like a little kid. Rip the box open, start taking all the shit out. Rob's sitting on the couch watching the news. He's going, what the fuck is all that shit? And I was like, my Satan family sent me goodies. I'm like so excited, so I'm taking everything out and trying to show him. And he's getting freaked out and more freaked out. And he turned like paler than he already is. He's like, what the fuck is that shit? And I'm like, dude, this is John Wayne Gacy's sand from his grave. This is the dirt from his grave. This is great. And he was like, oh my God, get that voodoo shit away from me. So...
That's right.
So, any of it.
So evilnow.com freaked Rob Black out.
Oh, yeah. He was like, he was alligator arms. He was like, oh, my God, all the bad. So he was like freaked out. Of course, it's in my living room still, like all over the place because I, you know, smoke and then go look at it and like research and have fun.
So let's talk.
I love all my stuff. I wore my little horse Satan underwear that you guys sent me for a photo shoot, and all my fans are like, I want it for free. I want it. So
where are all these photos? I don't get to see any of these photos. I love the photos you took with the Radio Free Satan newspaper and Might Is Right and Hellraiser Homemaker apron. And
I'm going to do the apron again because that was the day we did the photo shoot with the goat. So we really couldn't take a lot with that because the goat had to leave at a certain time. So tomorrow I have another photo shoot for Evil Threads. I'm going to put on the little apron again and do some other ones. But I'll definitely send those to you guys. Everybody loves that one with the newspaper.
Yeah, right. It is. Brilliant. It's cool. Well, when am I going to get good photos of it?
I will. Where do you want me to send you? On a disc? Or do you want me to send it to an email?
Yeah, whichever is good. You know, the email I get, you know.
Yeah.
I'll get them.
Is it still the good quality like that?
Yeah. I think so.
Actually, I gotta send you guys some like crazy shit. So, did you get that gift of the death clock?
Yeah, I did. You know, it says I'm gonna die in 3 years.
No, don't say that.
Yeah, it does. Thanks. Thanks a lot, Lizzie.
Rob, take that.
Now this bitch is fucking laughing. Now listen to this. Listen to this fucking laughing her head off.
That's why I didn't want to. I didn't want to get one. I was like, I don't want to know.
But Lizzie met us. Lizzie met us, and I'm a big boy, and I'm talking to Lizzie, and she goes, you know, I got this for sure diet. And Lizzie's telling me how, you know, anytime you're hungry, you just got to eat some pussy. There's no calories in pussy. And so now, you know, me and Amy have been trying that, but man, my fucking dick is raw. That bitch is hungry.
Oh, that's nice.
That's all I'm telling you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's what you're talking about. So what else is going on with the Extreme Associates in the future? You know, what do you guys used to do wrestling.
Yeah, fuck wrestling. Wrestling's gay.
Which is a nightmare for you, but it seems like there's a lot of people who remember you from that.
Oh, I know.
Wrestling is gay, isn't it?
We just lost so much money.
Wrestling is gay, isn't it?
It's a little homosexual.
It is. You know what? Every time I see it, I'm like... What?
I love everyone, so it's all good, but it's definitely gay.
But no, let's face it. Guys watching that shit, it's sort of fucking weird.
Yeah, definitely, guys in tights, like, rolling around on the ground, you know, I was always like, Jesus, why? But whatever.
But, I mean, girls...
I'd rather see girls do it.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no...
Everybody loves everything, so...
I'm the exact opposite of Lizzie there. Everybody hate everything.
Except for you.
Yeah.
You must bow down to the almighty Shane.
That's right. Finally.
Shanevonow.com.
Someone's speaking some fucking sense here.
You are the second coming.
Me?
Yeah.
That's right.
Or the sixth coming.
The sixth. Yeah, I like that. So we had fun the sixth. And so what? No, really, what's in the future? I mean, you have horror movies you say you're planning. It's a lot of stuff.
We want to do a horror movie, an independent horror movie. Right now I'm signed with Evil Threads as our new spokesmodel, so I'm hosting events. I just hosted the Ghosts Gone Wild. I'm doing one in Arizona in a couple weeks. I'm doing the Ozfest, so I'm excited. I got like a lot of things coming around.
That is awesome.
I'm excited and hanging out with my people from evilnow.com, and we're going to do a paper for us and a porno movie, a porno horror.
Isn't that what we spoke about that, haven't we?
Yes, I love it. I had like the little script up on my wall that you sent me.
I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to say anything, but that's true. See people, you think I'm lying, but I'm not.
Wait, hold on. I someone wants to say hi.
What are you doing, you little scumbag?
You know, trying to work as little as possible.
Put that on your fucking tape recorder.
Yeah, exactly. How you doing, Rob?
I'm fucking hot. That's what I'm doing. I'm fucking sweating my balls off.
Oh, it's nice. 55 degrees here.
Make it nice. It's about 110 in our office, as you remember.
In hell. In a living hell, as I remember, exactly.
Yes. That's it. I got your package, too.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I love it. We just got a fucking Zupko's coming in tonight. That little scumbag. But this week, I was going to call you tomorrow and set something up, like to fucking talk on the phone and not have everybody bother me. So, you want to talk Friday?
Yeah.
Let's talk Friday in the morning when I get in, but it'll be afternoon. When I come in, I'll fucking keep everybody at bay. I'll call you like 9:30 my time, 9 to 10, that'd be like 12:30 your time.
Right on.
So be around.
I will. Friday.
Yeah, your death clock says you're going to die in 3 years?
That's what I'm saying.
Nice. Who's better than you?
You.
I'm going.
All right.
Hello? So, I'm back.
Well, that was very nice.
I let him show you guys a little love, a little Rob Black love, a little black love.
A little black love. Oh, don't, now, you know, come on.
The next time you guys definitely have to come to the house, because there's a secret not a lot of people know about Rob.
What?
It's very, very weird. Okay. When Rob was a little boy, you know, his mom and dad are wealthy, but, you know, his mom used to collect these little cute black people eating watermelons. So Rob collects them now, so we have a black mantle. Now, we're not racist at all. I love black people. I love everybody. I just want to make sure that everybody
knows. Isn't Rob Italian?
Yes, he's Italian. He's got a little black in him.
So you expect us to believe that an Italian's not racist?
Well, I'm also Portuguese, so I'm part black, so he has to love black people.
Well, you know, love, you know, the pussy is a powerful thing.
I think it's more my asshole is very powerful.
Oh, really?
He gets the ass and the pussy.
Wow, so the ass is what's special there.
Or my mouth, I don't know. Or my big fat tits.
You do have big fat tits. Are they pierced? Do you have pierced nipples?
No. I just have big areolas.
I kept thinking that every time you hugged me, it was like, man, they were fucking hard. Rock.
Know,
man, your shit's hard. You're always hard, aren't you?
My nipples are always hard.
It's like, God.
I don't know. I'm always fucking horny. I hate it. I'm always having to walk around the office playing with my pussy, and everyone's just like, don't touch the door handle. I'm like, dude, this is my pussy handle. I'm not going to touch nothing.
Let's face it, though. That's fucking hard nipples when I'm thinking that you're pierced.
I know. They're always like that. They have a mind of their own. But you know what? Before I got my boob job, even when I first started developing in high school, they were always like that.
Hey, Lizzie, here. I want to ask you something. It's very interesting. Well, maybe it's not interesting at all to you, and it's stupid. But I want to ask, what was your favorite? I mean, not your favorite. Your first sexual experience, and I don't mean like one that you remember that you actually got yourself into, like a good one, or you know what I mean.
Well, the first time I had sex was when I was 18, so I was definitely a late bloomer. So I would think the first, one of the most, there was this girl, and her name was Chandler. And
how old were you?
This was when I was 20. And she was
so you didn't, when you were a kid, you didn't ever, like, dry hump your neighbor's friend or anything? You know, like the neighbors or anything like that?
No, when I was 7, I made out with this girl, Anna Marie, that lived next door.
And you were 7?
Yeah, we, like, kissed and, like, used our tongue and stuff.
And that was it?
Yeah, that's all we would do is we'd go in her room and listen to the one with George Michael. What the fuck fag song? What band was George Michael in the 80s?
You know what? If I admit that I know that, I'm fucked. That's now you're trying to ruin my reputation. I see how you roll.
You fuck my head up.
You are wham. Sinister. You are sinister.
Wham, wham.
Shane from Radio Free Satan. What was that band that George Mike was in as I was making out with this girl? I know how you are now. I see how you roll.
I was a fucking lesbian. I was a lesbian listening to Wham kissing my friend in her room while her parents were in the other room watching TV.
Now, did you feel each other up or anything?
No, we actually never got that far because, like, after a couple weeks, it was like we kind of felt dirty. I don't know why. And then we just never talked about it. It's something we never talked about. It was just one of those weird things where I always remember it because even to this day, I feel fucking dirty.
Really?
For some reason, I think it's because I was so young that I feel like it was wrong. Like, I was like, God, I wasn't even developed. What the fuck was I thinking? But I'm glad that it happened because when I became a stripper, I had a girlfriend only for a year. I was a complete lesbian, and I think I was like, you know what? It's okay to be lesbian because when I was 7, I was a lesbian, so it's all good.
So you know what they say? There's some theories of mine that say that your first sexual experience like that marks you for life, and you're always into that. It's almost like where fetish comes from.
You know, exactly. It is not so much. I don't really care about licking the pussy, licking the asshole. I don't care. I love to kiss a girl and just rub her and caress her and hold her. Like, that gets me off more like all the foreplay than actually going down and sticking my tongue up her twat.
Just like you did when you were 7, right?
Yes, just that. It makes me, my pussy just drip down my leg. I get the butterflies, the tingles, my heart races. It's like a fucking roller coaster, but kissing a girl, like, while you're on it. It's great.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, there's something that I've just really turned on about thinking about people's first experiences. Maybe it's a sign that I'm becoming an old perverted man because I'm getting
That's
old.
That's hot, though. Old perverted men are like what keep the world going.
Really?
I think so.
Do you think that who's is that who buys porno?
No, I think everybody buys porno, but I would have to admit that the older, like Tommy Lee Jones, like people like that, they just look like an old dirty man. Like, that gets me off more than a Colin Farrell.
Really?
Yeah, I think Colin Farrell and Vin Diesel and all of them, okay, whatever. But when they're like old, like Clint Eastwood and Tommy Lee Jones.
You're a freak.
Morgan, it's just fucking filthy.
You're a freak. You know, I was thinking, you know, when you sent me all that porno.
Ozzy Osbourne.
You're a freak. You're a freak. That's all. That's what it is. You're a freak. That's freak.
I know.
Well, I think young girls, the older I get, the older I get, the younger they get.
Oh, well, that's usually for men.
Yeah, but when you sent me all that porno, I was thinking, man, when's the last time I really sat down and whacked off to a porno? And I can't, you know, the last time was like fucking when I was, 18 or something like that. You know what?
Because now you get the real thing. You don't want to whack off.
That's right. No, I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't need to whack off.
If you want, you just go, Amy, suck my fucking cock now, you bitch.
I don't ask her. I just fucking just rape her.
Yeah, exactly. Just throw her up against the wall, choke her, step on her face, and rape her.
And if I'm feeling nice, I molest her. But if I'm in a, It's either molest or rape. Neither, nothing in between.
No, there's no love. There's only a knife or a gun to the throat.
Well, I love her when I'm doing it. Don't get me wrong. We're married.
Oh, yeah. Love is love, but sometimes you have to show some hate to show your love.
That's exactly it. We have to do it for Richard.
Shh, our secret.
That was good. That was good.
Oh, I know. When I told him to say that, Luciano, he was like, oh, bro, get the fuck out of here. I'm like, you got to do it. And he's like, oh.
We're talking about Lizzie's, one of the Federal Five, as they call them, one of the ones that she's busted for, which is called Forced Entry, which is all about basically Richard Ramirez. And it's a porno. Yeah. Well, it's basically a movie with hardcore sex scenes in it.
Yeah, pretty intense shit.
That's good stuff. So what do you think about jail? Do you think you'll actually go to jail, Lizzie?
You know, I don't know. You know, the way the fucking government is going, I'm like, I fucking might as well volunteer to go. I mean, I'm more scared of being out of jail with Bush and the government than being, you know, fuck, I don't know. I really don't, you know, I really thought Kerry was going to get in. I really thought, like, things were going to change. And you know what? Shocked the fucking hell out of me, so I wouldn't be surprised if fucking people put us in jail. I mean, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm surprised I'm even going through this. It's a goddamn movie.
So you feel like you're living inside a movie?
Yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, like some days it feels real and I like freak, and then other days I'm like, fuck this, everything will work out one way or another. If I go to prison, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shave my fucking head, I'm going to take my kickboxing classes, and I'm going to find a big fat mama to just be my sugar mama in there and just be licking pussy.
That's right.
I was just hoping that Martha Stewart would have been there, but, you know.
Oh, God, that's great.
At least I learned how to cook.
Well, you know, that's a hard thing to go through, but isn't it? And I wonder. I was wondering this when I was looking over your thing. Is this common? Is this kind of arrest or whatever you want to call it, going to court? Is this commonplace for pornographers?
It's always a fear for pornographers, but it's not as common. This hasn't happened since Flint. So this
really?
Is like 10 years, and it was with the Reagan administration. It's like every time you get a fucking Republican, right-wing Republican in the fucking office, they do this because the Christian Coalition gives them so much money that they bust the balls and say, get rid of the pornography, get rid of this, when there's like so much other bullshit drama going on. They spend their money on that. So when like Bush got in, we were like, oh, fuck, here we go. And, you know, it took a couple years, but then he got us, and you know, and now the Christian Coalition, Jerry Falwell and all of them are like, yeah, fuck those fucking pornographers. So it's like most people in this business now would cop a fucking plea, pay the thing, just so they don't have to do jail time. We were like, fuck that. The government wants $2.5 million each in 10 years, and we can never step foot in the adult industry again. Fuck them. If we do that, then everybody in this industry, everybody outside of this industry is going to hurt for it. So, unfortunately, we have no choice but to fight this, because we're not only fighting for our lives, but we're fighting for everybody else. And a lot of people don't see it that way, and they're like, you should just call up a plea and pay it so it goes away. It's like, it's never going to go away, asshole.
And I'm with you. People that listen to me are familiar with that. I've published a couple of people that have been through the same thing, and people in the community don't seem to understand that they're the next people. Once they set the precedent with you, everyone's fucked.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
So. And people, like, really think that they're, like, they really fucking think that, oh, you guys are these evil people that you should do it. It's like, doesn't matter how fucking evil you are, we made a goddamn movie. Fucking movie with people that signed model releases, that people that were down for it, they were acting. They got paid, it was a job, nobody got hurt. You know, we made a fucking movie with consenting adults, and we didn't put the video out in video stores. You can only get it online.
But here's the most important thing. When I watch, and you know, this is my fucking political fetish, is censorship, obscenity laws. I've followed them for the last 15 years, so I know almost every case that's gone up. And the best thing about your case and your fighting the case, the best thing, and you think this would have been brought up 10 years ago in obscenity cases, but is that you, Extreme Associates, sells these DVDs to people who buy them. You know,
yeah,
it's as simple as that.
Credit card to buy them.
Yeah, it's as simple as that. You give stuff to people who want stuff.
I know.
The American way, right?
You are the only other person that said that besides our fucking lawyer and our judge, Lancaster, that threw it out, and the goddamn motherfucking Mary Bitch Buchanan had to, like, bring it back up and, like, and file recharges on it. So you, my lawyer, the people that, I mean, you're the second person that's ever said that besides a judge. I mean, when the judge said that.
What? Said what? Said what? Said what?
The exact same thing you did. He goes, Extreme is making movies and people are buying them. They're not pushing it on them. It's not in the local fucking video store. It's not on the corner for your kids to get. People have to want the movie.
Yeah, that's the one thing you can't really argue. You can argue when I watch your video and I see bitches vomiting in the bowls. You know, it takes me, okay, let me admit something. It takes me two watches, and on the third watch, I'm finally able to get it erect, okay? But I eventually get into the sadism of it all. But it's fucking hardcore. But the one thing you can't debate is that you sell things to adults who buy things, which is the American fucking way.
Yeah, and, I mean, come on, Shane. What the fuck? You can watch that Fear Factor? That's on your local fucking channel, and I think that shit seems fucking crazy. Like, your kids and could watch it. It'd be different if you could turn the channel on and you got, like, some girl getting raped. I understand that. It's a fucking adult movie. You can't even watch it on HBO. You can't see it in a movie theater. You can't even buy it in a video store. You have to get it through ExtremeAssociates.com only. But you could turn on at 6 o'clock when all the family's home and watch an hour or half an hour of fucking people eating bugs and cow intestines and live, crazy shit.
Hey, you know what just turned me on? That you slipped a plug in there, ExtremeAssociates.com. You just turned me on officially. No,
always fucking working, baby.
Yeah, that's right. That really, really did turn me on. I'm off flush. I don't know. But we're out of time. It's been an hour, and I know your time is very valuable. So wow. It's like we're 56 minutes here. We had
really?
A couple more minutes. Yeah, it's been an hour already, right?
It seems like we know each other forever.
Well, you know, it's exactly. At least that's your manipulative way until I'm broken in the gutter. Then that's it. We'll see. This is the extreme way.
This is the extreme and evil way.
That's right. To take every dollar you have on that website, and that's how good the content is. When you find a photo, a free photo of a Gia Paloma sticking her own fist up her own ass. You know, that's church to me. I feel like giving 10% of my income to you.
Ah, nice.
Okay, that's my church. That's my church is fucking bitches who put their own fist up their ass. And my church is ExtremeAssociates.com.
But, dude, you can't get any more evil than EvilNow.com. That fucking website is off the hook. That shit, if you want to go there and just see some crazy-ass shit, that's like my favorite website. I check that shit all the time.
I thought you liked Radio Free Satan at one time. You used to like Radio Free Satan, didn't you?
Oh, I love it all.
You do?
I love them all. I love Radio Free Satan, Evil Now. I love Shane and Amy. I love the Red Room. The Red Rum.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly.
The Murder Shop. I love it all.
Exactly. So, Lizzie, one final question. When you're masturbating at home, do you actually pinch your nipples?
You know what? I don't. I lick them.
Really?
Yeah, I like to lick them for some reason. I like to watch in the mirror.
Well, that's exciting. All right, Lizzie. That was very hard. It makes me feel, you know, now that I know you and I've actually hung out with you a little. And,
dirty, huh?
What?
You feel dirty now, huh?
Yeah, I feel like I was bathing my sister and I washed her and thought of touching her.
You filthy animal.
I feel a little dirty now. That's...
I feel like we're cheating on Amy.
Who?
Amy, I feel like we're cheating on my girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, Amy, yeah.
My little mistress.
Could never cheat on Amy.
Amy's the princess.
Amy would never...
No, Amy's the queen, Evil.
Yeah, Amy would never trust me to think that she...
Why you gotta get Amy started now? She's gonna come in and smack us both.
Exactly, why you gotta get Amy started? That's funny.
She's like, no more cookies.
Exactly, now you... See, you know about the cookies, don't you?
Cookies were good. She made them with lots of love.
That's right. Well, yeah, hey, Lizzie, thanks for the death clock.
That was from Rob.
Uh-huh.
He was like, we have to get him something scary. And I'm like, okay.
Well, you guys are funny. And, you know, thanks for everything when we were out in L.A. You know, I really appreciate all the stuff you did.
You didn't really do anything crazy. Next time we'll take you to Magic Mountain or Disneyland.
No, fuck that. You guys, you were way cool. You worked so hard. You put together giveaway bags. You came to that event and exhausted people. You left men just laying in pools of their own shit or whatever. You know, I mean, you really...
I had a blast. I would do that over and over again. You guys treated us like kings and queens. You guys put on a great show. I mean, fuck. I mean, I want you to do my birthday. I'm so stoked on it.
Yeah, well, I have to get working on that right away.
Yes, we will.
And Lizzie, again, it was good talking to Extreme Associates and even .com and even better, Borden'sBlogs.com.
Oh, I forgot about that. Good. I love you.
See, that turned you on, didn't it? These plugs, these mutual...
I know, I'm a monster.
All right, talk to you later, doll.
All right, bye, Sadie.
Sad and when you're lonely and you haven't got a friend, just remember that death is not the end.
And all that you held sacred falls down and does not mend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. When you're standing on the crossroads that you cannot comprehend, just remember that death is not the end.
When storm clouds gather round and heavy rains descend, just remember that death is not the end. And there's no one there to comfort you with a helping hand to lend. Just remember that death is not the end.
Not the end, just remember that death is not the end. For the tree of life is growing where the spirit never dies. In vain to find some law-abiding citizen, just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end. Not the end, not the end. Just remember that death is not the end.